Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Karen Esco. Magandang araw sa iyo, Karen!
Hello!
Hello.
Good morning, Claudette!
I understand you're from Negros Oriental, Bisaya.
Yes, Bisaya. Yes, my grandma, si Lola, she speaks to me in Bisaya. In fact, she'll speak to anyone in Bisaya, even if they're not Bisaya. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I understand when she speaks to me. But yeah, I don't practice Bisaya as much as I want to either. So that's what happens when you're when you're here in Australia.
Oh, but have you visited the Philippines in your many years here in Australia for like a holiday lang, or just to, you know, keep in touch with your family there?
A few times, not as much as I wanted to. I think I went when I was quite young, and then twice when I was an adult, because I came here when I was two. So I've been here for the most part of my life. But I would love to go back to the Philippines. It's just so beautiful there.
Mm-mm.
And the vibe there is not... I went during Christmas one year, and it's just, once you've experienced the Christmas in Philippines, and you come back to Melbourne, it just can't compare.
And speaking of Philippines, let's know muna ngayon kung ano yung kwento why you and your family actually moved to Australia.
My mom is a nurse. In fact, all of my aunties are a nurse, but my mom is the eldest of 10 children.
Wow.
And and my my mom came here through a working visa or of some sort with my dad and myself, and then we came because life there, they tell me, was pretty difficult, and especially because they're a big family. And I think, you know, my Lolo passed away when he was in his 50s, and like my Lola never remarried. She really just kept the whole family together. And so when it was an opportunity for a better life here, they jumped to it. So, you know, we came here. I remember my mom worked very hard. She was, you know, she, as a nurse here, I feel you get paid so much better.
And, better, yep.
The opportunities here are just so much better. So, yeah, she was a nurse. She worked late. I think the goal was just because, you know, she had children. She wanted
a better opportunity.
A better life, yeah. But yes, you would think that I'd become a nurse, but I'm not actually a nurse.
But you are in the healthcare industry.
I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that didn't escape me. I think that it's in the nature of a Filipino to help in whatever way can. Oh. Yeah, so.
I'm also interested, what got you into music? I know that you wrote in your bio that your dad is also a folk singer.
Growing up, you know, kids can idolize whoever they see on TV and that kind of stuff. But my dad was every day playing guitar at home. And I loved his voice. For me, as a kid, I grew up, like, you know, I liked Mariah Carey and I did. Mm. But I think at the end of the day, like, when my dad sang, I was always like, how come I can't do that? What, I want to do that.
You're curious.
Very curious. And then he would, I was raised on karaoke, so he would tell me, he would tell me like, oh, you know, do this like this. And if you hold, you know, he would give me his tips and all that. And I just really idolized the fact that he, you know, like music is one of those things where you create something really out of thin air, like out of nothing.
Mm-mm.
So I wanted to do that, and I was always curious when they had like choir practices, you know, because my dad now plays at church. I'd be like on the side, like, ooh, I like that, what are you doing? So
yeah
that's how kind of I got into it, just because it was continuously around me. And you you just kind of feel like it's the natural thing to do.
Yeah, it's parang yun yung normal sa inyong bahay. Like music is a
exactly,
part of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving forward, did your dad also write songs like you do?
So he didn't write songs. That wasn't sort of his thing. But he did introduce me to a lot of artists that I, when I listened to them, I just loved the style of the way the music was, the way that they wrote. Well, maybe not them per se, but like the what they'd sing about. And I think that's sort of when I, like, I wanted to know how to have that sound.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and just to be able to write in rhyming, like, I used to love just writing rhymes. And then, because I loved songs so much, I would always say, that's so clever how they rhymed that with that. And it was just through that sort of curiosity that I felt like, I want to write, but I also want to add melodies to it, like a song. And all kind of like, just started to build from there. So then I learned how to play keyboard. But it's funny because, I mean, I did keyboard lessons and piano lessons and that, but it was like a random tito during a band rehearsal, a choir rehearsal, who taught me how to play chords. And after that, I just like accelerated because now I knew I had a basis on how to write, you know, melodies. I would play the chord and sing over it.
Karen, you are working in the health care industry, no? And you're also a band vocalist. So, matanong lang namin, how do you juggle yung work mo and passion mo?
Working in healthcare, because we still have to be out and, you know, on the front line. I mean, we still go to work. So, I think that helps with mentally because I'm not sort of just stuck at home. But
yeah,
during that real big locked, you know, here in Melbourne, we had that very, very big period of the lockdown and we were only doing category one and cases. There wasn't really much work. And so, yeah, I just, I did spend a lot of time just at home. I think it's very difficult when you're in a band because, or as a musician in general, we kind of work on this momentum. When we start things, the momentum rolls because you know, you go to a gig, you network, you meet people, you get inspired, and then it goes, it's a cycle. I was at work most of the time. And then, that's when I started doing covers at home.
Yeah. And it helped you.
Because it did. Mentally, it really helped me, because I was able to then have not the same experience but similar in a sense where I put something out there, I would meet new people through it, and I had, like, you know, I was new to TikTok, but I jumped on the TikTok bandwagon, and you know, people, we would communicate through that, and also Instagram, and I met people actually through this pandemic because a lot of us were kind of in the same boat. We would inspire each other, and then gradually we then started to collab with each other, you know, doing each other's duets and actually creating things out of nothing. And yeah, so I think that was just a luck in a sense that we had a platform where we could do that. Just try to cope as best I could, but the balance definitely has to be there. I think the reason why, so I work part-time as a theater receptionist, and I like that part of my job is just, you know, I'm there in the moment, and then I get to go home, and I don't have to think about it too much. And I purposely wanted it that way so I could focus on my music.
Yeah, and the good thing then, Karen, is marami ding na i-inspire when they watch you perform, when they watch you sing, yung mga covers mo, and when they hear your voice, talagang wow, I feel better. Diba? Parang mentally, it helps.
Oh, I hope so.
Do you get that feedback?
What you tend to find is that, like, a trend will start. And that's, I mean, that's often how it is, yeah. Someone will put themselves out there, and you'll in your mind say, I can do that. Why didn't I do that?
Yeah. Marami tayong mga promising artists out there. Quickly lang, ano yung advice mo sa kanila on being an artist in this pandemic age?
In a world where everything is trending and everything is, you know, you've got to stay. Everyone feels like they need to be, to do the new thing, the thing that everyone's doing. Like, sometimes that's okay. But I feel like in an industry where longevity is never really ever promised, I think the main goal is, you know, when people want to stay relevant, I think that they should always just try to stay real.
Mm.
I think real is always relevant. So because I know, you know, trends come and go. But if you're real, if you're passionate, don't stop doing what you're doing. Even if you think, well, people aren't going to like that. That's really luma. That's really, you know, it's old school. Like with me, a lot of the music that I love is not trending. But there are people that love that. And that's the people that you need to connect with. So don't stop because it's not trending. I think that a lot of people need to just be real. Do yourself. Do you. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's going to be people, and all it takes is that one person to say, I love your vibe. And that's what it's all about, to connect with people. Don't forget the reason why you're doing what you're doing.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.